Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yod, Mishnah Yod Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find your Zivug Hagon, Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah Yod tells us, Gilach al Zevach v'nimtza Pasul. Let's say the Nazir shaved his head after the carbon was brought, and turns out the carbon was Pasul. Tiglach de Psula, his shaving is Pasul, because the carbon was Pasul, and Uzvach of Loi Aluloi. The rest of the carbonates that were brought after he shaved don't count for him, because as we learned previously, he's only allowed to shave after he brings carbonos, and since he shaved after one carbon, and that carbon turned out to be pasul, so the rest of his carbonos are pasul as well, because that means that he brought his carbonos after he shaved. And similarly, gil chalchatos shalay lishma, let's say he shaved after the chatos was brought, but the chatos was brought shalay lishma, ba'achachavi carbonos lishman, and afterwards the rest of the carbonos were brought lishma, tiglach lepsula, his shaving is pasul, uzvachav loy aluloy, and his carbonos don't count for him. Similarly, gil chalayla, ayal shlam shalay lishman, let's say he got a haircut after the carbon oil was brought, or the shlam was brought, and these carbonos were brought shalay lishma, ba'achachavi carbonos of lishman, and then he brought the rest of the carbonos lishma tiglach lepsula, the shaving is pasul uzvachav loy aluloy, and the carbonos that were brought afterwards, even though they were brought lishma, they do not count for him. Reb Shimon says, Isa zevach loy aluloy, that carbon that was brought shalay lishma, that doesn't count for him because it was brought shalay lishma. Avol shar zevachav aluloy, but the other carbonos do count for him because they were brought lishma. However, as we learned previously, v'mgilach al shloshdan v'nimtza echad mehen kosher, if he shaved after all three carbonos were brought and two of them turned out to be pasul, but one of them was found to be kosher, tiglach lekshera, his shaving is kosher, v'yavi shar hazvachim, and then he just brings the rest of the carbonos. On to Mishnah Yod Aleph, and we had this earlier in the Masechta, Misha Nizrak Olav Echman Adamim, somebody who had one of the bloods of the carbonos sprinkled for him, v'nitma, and then he became tame. Rebbe Lezer says, Seisres HaKol, it's too bad, everything is knocked away, and he has to restart his Naziris period. V'chamer, v'chamim say, that no, yavi shar carbonos of Yitar, he brings the rest of his carbonos after he becomes Tahar. You're right, it became tame Meis, but that doesn't knock away everything, all he has to do is wait till he becomes Tahar, and then just bring the rest of his carbonos, and he doesn't have to recount his Naziros. And Ermulai, the Chum, told Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'aseh Miriam HaTarmoides, there's a story with this woman named Miriam, she was from this place called Tarmoid, she was a Nazira, and one of the bloods of the carbonos was sprinkled for her, and then Ubova Amrila, they came running and they told her, Albita, in regards to her daughter, Shaisa Mesukenes, that she was in danger, she was about to die, Vahalchu Matza Shemesa, and she quickly went to see her daughter, and she found that she was dead, and that means that she became Tameh, and this is after one of the bloods was sprinkled. Vamar Chamim, and the Chum said about this Miriam, Tavi Shar Kabanes Seha Betitar, let her bring the rest of her carbonos after she becomes Tahar, so we clearly see, like the Rabbanon, and not like Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, continue to talk about Tumas Meis of a Nazir. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.